So it seems sometimes you say impossible to know accumulations at this moment, and other times easy.
Theoretically.
I see. Or in general, or exactly. Yes.
Yesterday, coming over on a plane from Manila, I was sitting next to someone who ate their lunch very, very slowly. Whereas I have accumulations, I cannot eat slowly. I always eat fast. You know, it's just my nature. You can just see.
In general, we can know, but actually knowing precisely at this moment is...
Especially when people ask about the charita, whether it's...
We cannot know exactly. So all we can know is theoretically or generally. It's,
and in the form of stories, that's what we know.
Exactly, a story about eating quickly or slowly or what you like for breakfast.
Because each kusala and akusala is accumulated, never lost. So how can we know which one? Each moment is conditioned by accumulation.
Going back to the seven Buddhist monks in Kasapa Buddha's time, anything more we can say about their extreme behavior?
It shows that how difficult to understand reality is.
Why does it show that?
Even monks, with such intention, climbing up, and let the ladder fall away.
Yes, but three of them became arahant during that 7 days.
They might become
arahant. One became arahant, the other anagami.
And all the others later in the next Buddha's time all became arahant.
Pahiya. And
maybe
King Pukusati.
Yes.
Okay. And who else? Tapamallaputta.
Okay.
The thing is, was it necessary for them to do that, to become enlightened?
Ajahn, what do you think?
So long to take time, because it's just the time with the development of understanding. Just one time is not enough. Thousands of times is not enough, because the ignorance and wrong view and attachment.
The way the commentary writes that, though, it's like it's saying, well, this is an example of guys with virya.
Resolution.
Determination.
Yeah, it doesn't matter as long as the path is right.
Yes.
With different accumulations.
And of course, if people just copy them, that would be the wrong way, though, wouldn't it?
What about their understanding?
Yeah, the people who copy.
Yeah.
The thing was, they all didn't got it. They all didn't enlighten at that time, right? Only one did. One went to...
But the commentary writes that this was one of the conditions for future enlightenment.
Like parami.
The strong parami.
The strong parami, that has to be there. It could have been there in a different situation. Did it have to be that particular situation?
Well, say the seven had come to you and said, Ivan, we're off. See you later. You'd probably say, listen, it can come any time. Why are you doing it?
It's not that. I'm just looking at the situation of... Could it have happened if they'd done something else?
What about 10 of us here? When will we do? What will we do? Depending on accumulation.
You just read that situation and it gives you the feeling that that was an important condition for them.
Just different lives, different ways of life.
Yes.
It obviously wasn't good for all of them, was it, at that time?
Yes, it was good for them, the way the commentary writes it, because it was a condition for the future sasana too. One of the conditions, of course.
People would do anything according to their accumulation, with right understanding.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's impossible to become enlightened.
It wasn't Silabhata Paramasa in their case.
Well, then you could look at the other story there and say, well, it was necessary for the guy to eat dung to get to enlightenment, wasn't it?
So people eat dung.
No, that's not the way the commentary recommends that, though. He was going wrong. He was on the wrong path.
That wasn't a factor in his enlightenment.
Yeah. But what about his previous parami?
There is a difference. He was eating the dung with Silabhata Paramasa. That was definitely wrong.
At that time, he didn't see Buddha yet. He didn't hear the teachings
yet. Anyway, he was going wrong, on the wrong path, wasn't he?
Can one say definitely it was wrong path?
I have to read it again. Because you see that as long as one doesn't hear the teaching yet, how can we have such right understanding?
And the people in Kasapa Buddha's time, they weren't doing Silabhata Paramasa by climbing that cliff, were they?
I don't think so.
No.
If with wrong understanding,
they wouldn't have got anything. So, I think the thing is, don't copy. I like that word, just don't copy. Otherwise, you'll have some sect that'll go up to a mountain and start himself.
Throw ladders off and kill the people below.
the one who didn't become arahant or anagami, they all starved to death after 7 days, and they died after 7 days.
They did die.
Yes, they all died up there. Oh, except for the arahant. The arahant flew away. And he said, I'll bring you food. Now that I'm an arahant, I can bring you food to the others. And they said, when we made the resolution to go there, did we say, we'll take food? No, we're not taking any food. They refused food.
Oh, I didn't realize they died there.
Oh, yeah. That's what the letter kicking off thing was about.
No, Sila Bhatta Paramatha, when they were about to die and refused food.
Usually they have two words, wrong view and Sila Pattupatthana.
Yes.
Pitupatthana,
yes.
Sila Pattupatthana. They're different because people can have wrong view, but they do not practice anything at all. Just think and think about wrong things.
Yeah.
But when it's right view, but there is still lobha or whatever at that moment, which is not the Eightfold Path, that is Sila Pattupatthana.
And yet I have a feeling they didn't have wrong view or Sila Pattupatthana.
They don't have wrong view, but as long as the person hasn't become Sotapanna yet, on the way, what is not the right path is wrong. That is Sila Pattupramasa.
But they could have been on the right path and right practice too.
So Panya knows that that is Sila Patta. That's why Panya can eliminate Sila Patta.
Okay.
And finally, the Sotapattimagga eradicate wrong view and Sila Pattupatthana and all kilesa.
But you said not
concerning
wrong view,
wrong
but Sila Patta, that still can be
because
Sila
it's not the wrong view that one believes that there is God or Creator or something
like
that.
That's still moments of wrong practice.
That is Sila Patta, Brahmasa. It's a kind of wrong view, but it's not Pitupatthana.
No.
But you don't think any of those seven had Sila Pattupatthana, Vipadana do?
I think that whenever one has become Sotapanna on the path, there must be moment of Sila Pattupatthana.
Just like the way we would have Sila Pattupatthana.
Right.
Okay.
But not like those who cling to their own wrong view, like believing in God or things like that. Just whenever it arises, intention to understand is that one of the Eightfold Path. Intention is not, so it's Sila Pattupatthana.
Trying to be aware.
Panya can see the very, very fine akusla so that it can eradicate the finest one until there's no ditti.
You were saying the intention is not one of the Eightfold Path, therefore it is Sila Pattupatthana.
So at the moment trying to have it, it's wrong. If Panya cannot see that, that person is stuck. Lopa doesn't let go.
What about Chanda?
Chanda can arise with Kusala and Akusala.
Yeah.
So their actions to do what they did, Ajahn, is that just conditions or was it something
each
that was...
Each moment is conditioned.
Was it something that was necessary or it wasn't necessary?
It's not our
just,
judgment, but whenever it arises, Panya understands.
Yeah.
Reality
is
not self. That's why one has to understand
present.
All conditions, which condition each moment.
It could just be lobha for results.
Anything. Panya has to know that it's a reality, not me, not self, arising and falling away.
Concepts as Pakatupa, Nisya, Pachya, we were talking yesterday about how the thinking of any concept can be condition for later cheetahs. So thinking about ladder or thinking about not having food or anything. Sometimes, for example, when we talk about something like the weathers, Pakatu Upanisya, you say, okay, well, this is just a shorthand for Rupa's experience through the body sense, but instead of giving a long story, we just say the weather as a condition for later cheetahs. And sometimes you say concepts themselves are a condition. So, for example, the thinking of any concept like the ladder or jumping or not jumping or taking food or not taking food. Is it the same?
Are we not having concept right now?
Yes.
Is it a condition?
It's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the thinking about these particular concepts we're having now. So a condition to think about similar concepts in the future, even.
Oh, right. Understanding better and better.
Condition for Kariyati in the future. But when we read about, for example, weather as Pakatu Upanisya, it's not the thinking about the weather, it's the experiencing of the rupas.
Does it bring some kind of feeling?
The thinking about the weather or the experiencing
the weather itself?
Yes,
the hot
and cold and the temperature. Yeah. So in that case, it's actually
paramatta. And it brings
dharmas.
Idea,
yeah.
too, about the story of the very, very comfortable
weather. But when it refers to the weather as concept, as Paktu Upanisya, is it referring to the temperature and the heat and the cold, or is it referring to the ideas about weather?
Can we understand the condition of each moment?
No.
Everything is conditioned.
We know.
That's how we can know. We cannot escape from conditions.
No.
But it depends on how many conditions that we can understand. Mm-hmm. And we understand by name or by reality. Mm-hmm. For example, right now, we simply say that citta experiences visible object, the seeing citta, mm-hmm. seeing visible object. So visible object is aramanapajjaya for seeing consciousness. It's so simple. But at this moment, the understanding that what appears now, conditioned seeing, is much more to understand. Mm-hmm. Not just saying that it's the same as weather and so forth.
Yes. And even when we say, okay, we're thinking about the weather, but it's actually the thinking about that particular concept.
Any
condition.
Yesterday we were talking about seeing an invisible object, and you were saying that it's not that visible object is seen any differently when panya arises, but it's just that there's more understanding of the nature of visible object, say. Can you say something more about that?
You mean that now visible object is not the visible object that we understood by theory?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Because we can simply say visible object, and it is appearing now. Right. What about the understanding of visible object itself as it is? It can appear through eye sense,
right.
That's all,
yep.
Not other sense.
Yep.
The understanding of it begins to grow very gradually, little by little, and one realizes that how it can grow. Otherwise, exactly the same, even we recite all the time.
Mm. Yes, same in principle, in theory, but not same in how we see it now, because right now there's no understanding of seeing.
And when it become like that, one knows how and why, because there must be conditions to know like that too. And when we say that visible object is the same, but it's not as the same as it seems to be like now, because now it seems to be. But when it's the visible object itself, it's just a reality, arises and falls away.
So it's seen more as a reality rather than there's any difference in the way that visible object appears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a little bit confused about the nimitta side of things, mm-hmm. because I understand that until visible object is directly experienced by developed understanding, it is the nimitta that is known, as it were. Doesn't this suggest that it appears differently than it would do with fully developed panya?
One cannot change the characteristic of visible object at all.
Right.
But when it appears as it is, it does not appear as nimitta.
No.
So now we know that we are living in the flux of the arising and falling away of realities. So we live among nimitta of all realities. Until awareness arises and is aware of a characteristic, one knows it's real. Mm-hmm. At that moment, it's not nimitta, but still, it is nimitta in a very final way, because it arises and falls away so fast.
Okay.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So even just that is still nimitta. And until then, nibbana is not nimitta, no nimitta, see? We understand the meaning of nimitta closer and closer. Like when there is no right understanding at all, we talk about nimitta, the whole shape and form, and anupayanchana, the details. That is, anyone can understand that. But when we come to the nimitta, the world of nimitta, it's different from just nimitta and anupayanchana.
So much like there are levels of nimitta.
Right. So even each word has different
yeah.
meaning.